Good day, friends. This is Steve Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises. My theme today is the magnetism of Jesus. As a high school senior, I read the New Testament for the first time. As I did, I found myself drawn to Jesus, admiring him. He pulled me with his compassion, his power and wisdom, his determination, his perseverance, and his love. He was the magnet, I was the steel, and I fell in love with my Lord, my Savior. I'd like to stimulate our awareness of our Lord Jesus' attractive character, to be more spiritually alert to his magnetic pull, and then yield ourselves to his Holy Spirit as he draws us deep into divine intimacy. Jesus said in John 12:32, "And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." John adds in verse 33, he said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. When Jesus said, "And I, when I am lifted up," the crowd knew what he was saying, and they questioned, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah will remain forever, so how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" During Joseph's days in the Egyptian prison, the chief baker shared a dream with Joseph. The interpretation Joseph gave said, "Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift up your head and impale your body on a pole." Jesus' mention of being lifted up was understood by the crowd to mean to be lifted up in death on a cross. As terrible and gruesome as the cross is, as we reflect on it, we are eternally grateful that we are saved from the curse. For he bore our sins and sicknesses. Our condemnation is gone, our guilt gone, our shame gone, carried away, covered by his crimson blood. I love what Paul said in Romans 4:25, he was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification. That lifting up draws us. How rare that a man would die for another. Jesus said, "There is no greater love than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Our Lord was lifted up on a cross. That lifted up intercession has never been seen before. Those who understand and feel the weight of this gesture, this transaction, are drawn like steel to this great magnet. Jeremiah 31:3 tells us, "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.'" The cross was a one-time event, but from eternity, his love has been reaching out to us, pulling us from the far side of eternity to himself. He lassoed our hearts and drew us. He locked onto us with his heavenly tractor beam and pulled. Jesus was lifted up on the cross. That draws. When the glorious goodness of Jesus is magnified today in testimony, teaching, and song, men and women, boys and girls are drawn by his magnetic personality. And this is why we must lift him up. When we testify to others how we are drawn to the Lord Jesus by his ocean-deep love, his compassionate rescue, dynamic power, his phenomenal wisdom, his fearful, wonderful kingdom plan, and our assurance in the face of death, others are caught in that holy gravity. Jesus is the desirable one. Haggai 2:6 says, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Some think of this passage as speaking of monetary wealth coming to Jerusalem, but one can't help but think that Jesus himself, the great pearl, the great hidden treasure, is the desire of all nations. Jesus is coming. Although many don't know it yet, Jesus is the fulfillment of every desire. The nations may not realize it, but Jesus alone can and will answer every desire of the yielded human heart. Psalm 73 says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Psalm 45, verse 2, "You are the most excellent of men. You are fairer, more beautiful, more handsome than the children of men. And your lips have been anointed with grace, since God has blessed you forever." This is a poetic, messianic declaration of Jesus' beauty, excellence, and perfect character. He is the beautiful one. How many of you have come to realize this? How many have had experiences with his Holy Spirit which reinforce this? We realize why David said in Psalm 27:4, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." Do you remember Jeremiah 31:3? "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love, with loving kindness I have drawn you." As a young Christian years ago, I had a powerful experience of God's drawing. I share this in my book, Riverfront Property, Connecting at the River of Life. I was part of the choir and came to church not knowing practice was canceled. I saw a light on in the fellowship area, but found it vacant. I walked through the dark hall to the sanctuary's double doors and cracked one open. There was no light except for what came from the street outside. I thought maybe I should go in and pray. At the same time, I thought I have a lot of homework to do. In that moment of indecision, I was gripped at my chest as if an invisible hand grabbed a fistful of my shirt. I was literally pulled into the sanctuary about a dozen feet. I stood in the dark room totally astonished. I laid my left hand on a pew and then received another surprise. How do I put it into words? I felt a power like electricity or surging water going through my body. Had I not been holding the pew, I might have fallen. I felt holy awe. My greatest spiritual experience up to that time was a sense of joy as I sang praise songs at the local Christian coffee house. I was not Pentecostal or charismatic. This was off the grid, out of any paradigm or speculation about spiritual things. I stood still and silent. After a few minutes, I felt drawn to one of the wooden lecterns up front. I walked to it and placed my hands on either side. Again, suddenly, unexpectedly, this electric water feeling came over me, and again, if I had not been holding on, I might have fallen. There were no words, but I felt I was beginning to perceive his voice. I share this experience about myself, but it is important for you to know that God is drawing you and has been drawing you from the beginning of eternity. This is a staggeringly wonderful reality. If a woman was asked to marry a man she had never met, what would she like to know about him? I'm thinking everything. What are the attractive qualities of our Prince Charming? What would Yenta the matchmaker say about this potential bridegroom? How about handsome? I don't know if Jesus would ever make the front page of a fashion magazine, but somehow he is the most gracious, attractive person you could ever meet. He is the fairest of 10,000. He is virtuous. His character is spotless and stellar. Consider his strength. Stronger than Samson, he draws the universe. Compassion. He is a man, not afraid to cry, but doesn't stop there. He takes things in hand. He is a rescuer. He saves from marauding demonic spirits. He is the ultimate chain-breaking hero. By the way, he's good with children. In fact, children love to be around him. Oh yes, did I mention he's wealthy? He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills and more. He is the most joyful person you could ever meet, although he is very intentional. He is carefree and easy. He is faithful to his family and friends. He is faithful to his promises. He really is Prince Charming. He charms you with his grace and charms away your fears. He is a story writer and movie producer. He is creating a widescreen, melodramatic, action, comedy, superhero, documentary, true-to-life adventure story, and each of us have a role written in the script. He's good on a horse. He rides a white charger, and the armies of heaven follow him. Let's see. Have you heard of the wisdom of Solomon? Yes, he's wiser than that. We might add that he is an exceptionally great storyteller. He captivates everyone. Oh yes, he's funny and clever, terribly serious, humble and very bold. Did I mention he's a miracle worker? Well, he is the prince, the son of the king. You would be marrying into royalty, destined to rule all the nations. Only eternity can begin to reveal how worthy, holy, glorious, and loving our bridegroom is. Do you feel the pull of the magnet? This disarming personality draws us simply by being himself with no forced labor. His warmth, charm, genuineness, and confidence are attractive. There is an unstrained beauty in his listening, authenticity, and sensitivity. We are pulled to his innocence, creativity, his wits, his vision, and commitment to his values and vision. Each of us might create a list of the qualities we find in this heavenly magnet. So we say, worthy is the Lamb. When we are awake, all of this leads us into rapturous worship before one who sits on the throne and before the Lamb. Revelation 5 paints a picture of a monumental, uncountable multitude adoring and honoring with an intensity of delight which makes this world's pleasures look piddly. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Do these truths move you as they move me? No wonder we must yield to him and adore him in prayer. Our dearest, precious Heavenly Father, our interceding sacrificial Lamb, most Holy Spirit, we yield to your pull. Draw us closer and closer into oneness with you. Make us more aware of your attractiveness, that we may pursue you with greater desire and determination. Reveal your beauty, your holiness, your grandness, your nearness, your power, your truth, wisdom, your endless love. Let those who have never tasted and seen that you are good come to know you. As a piece of steel is magnetized by brushing up against a magnet, let us bear in our beings your magnetism for the sake of others. Show us how to create opportunities, sharing testimonies of your irresistible attractiveness. Pour out the Holy Spirit on our lives, filling us with revelation of your goodness. Grant us the tools and weapons of your kingdom and show us how to put them to good use. The world is looking for those they recognize who have been with the Lord Jesus. Show us how to join in relationship so with one heart, mind, and actions worthy of you, we may present you to the nations. You said, "Ask of me, and I will give the nations to you as your inheritance." Now we ask that our glorious Lord Jesus would receive the nations, and you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, be honored far above all. We are yours, in the Spirit of Jesus our Lord. My friend, I encourage you to drink deep of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and fall in love with the great magnet, Jesus Christ, our Lord.